This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, January 19th. God's word to you today is Strong Point. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 32, verses 24 and 26, which says, "This left Jacob all alone in the camp. And a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for the dawn is breaking.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' A lady I was mentoring some time ago came to me crying. She needed a child, and she could not understand why her friends from the university, who had done several abortions, married and had their children almost immediately. Meanwhile, she had kept herself and got married as a virgin, so God had no business keeping her from having children. I told her we would pray, but she did not want my kind of prayer. She believed the issue she was facing needed fire prayers and not my kind. So I encouraged her that we will pray and God will answer. I shared with her what I'm going to share with you now. The truth is, when you come to God like that, you are setting yourself up for trouble. God can decide to show you that He is God, and there is nothing you can do about it. So that is not how to approach God, even though you have a strong argument. Those things, she said, are very powerful and very strong in heaven. Nevertheless, it must come under the righteousness of Christ Jesus, because all our righteousness is like filthy rags before God. When your strong points come under the righteousness of Jesus, it becomes a strong case, and heaven cannot ignore it. The last time I checked, she has three children. The point is this. Jesus says, when you pray, never give up. When you start something, when you open a file in heaven, let heaven know that this person is not going to back down. So the earlier heaven gives you an answer, the better. That is the picture Jesus was painting in Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. The judge himself said, "The earlier I answer this woman, the better for me." It is possible to hold heaven like that, like in the story of Jacob, Genesis 32, verses 22 to 30. He held heaven to the point that heaven said, "Please, what do you want?" The challenge with some of us is, we start praying, but then we cloud it with, "If it is God's will." You should know if it is God's will before you start praying. Once it is God's will, it is God's will. When you say, "If it is God's will," you quench the fire required to prevail, and you become complacent. "If it is God's will" is like saying, "Que sera, sera." What will be. It is a lie. What will be is made to be. God says in Matthew 18, verse 8 from the New Revised Standard Version, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." He does not tell us the duration it will take, but God assures us that what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to tarry in the place of prayer, anchoring my faith on your unfailing word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.